This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, coming up fresh and live right behind us, Texans All Access, as they will take over at 6 o'clock, when we get done. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they are burning it all. I heard them this morning as I was driving to take the kids to camp, and you can hear them again tonight as they will be hearing. You will get a chance to hear from GM Nick Caserio as well as Azeez Alshire, and they will that will be live. Azeez spoke to the media today as well as In the Loop earlier today, so. Azeez is all over Sports Radio 610 today, baby. You can hear him again with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris coming up. Texans All Access coming up next after us. And then after them, I see the fellas that just walked past him. Area 45, they're back in action. They will have post game coming up for you as the A's are in town to face the Astros.
Give me a hell yeah.
You're damn right. I feel like it's gotta be Hogan today. Like if you're gonna do that, it does.
Well, I mean that was kinda why like I did play it, like thinking of Hogan. I don't got any Hulk drops,
Austin.
Man.
You just played Austin.
I ain't got no Hulkster drops.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, what's your... All right, anyway, Area 45.
Area 45, brother!
I almost cut a promo. I really almost
did. I mean, why didn't you?
I did.
Let it rip.
I stopped myself. Area 45 coming up after Texans All Access. Sean Bajani, Patrick Crate, Chris Santiago right behind us. They will be ready, have you ready for the postgame, as we said, as hopefully the Astros will be able to take care of the A's tonight. And then here in just a few minutes, T-Mill's best bets. He's back in the green, baby. In the green Monday. Little red yesterday. Tuesday. And in the green yesterday. So he'll try to keep it going.
You got room for me?
I do not.
All right. Well, damn, man. We've got to be getting close, right? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. Probably next week. I'll have some room for you.
Oh, he's just told you. Just don't even ask tomorrow.
Well, I'm out tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. He could still hit you up though, but I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean you. Are you like your phone? You leaving your phone somewhere?
I mean, I'll be doing something kind of busy. You know, my dad's having a semi-serious medical procedure, man. But I guess I can try to carve that time out for you if it's really needed. I mean,
Are you doing the surgery or what? But are you not placing bets tomorrow? That's stopping you from placing bets. I know what we're doing.
What's going on, Doc?
I'll be betting.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
As long as the Astros medical staff ain't touching him, we should be
sitting in that waiting room with nothing to do.
Did you hear him sit there? He made it seem like, yeah, man, bet's off today, man. Serious procedure tomorrow.
No, it's not.
He's going to be looking up.
Next week, I got you.
The Mariners
to be clear, it is really serious for Tyler's dad, but he will still be
betting. Oh, nah, he's good.
Yeah, serious.
I got you next week.
Got you next week.
Right now, I got to focus on getting a third Green Day on the week.
Yep. I'm with you, man. Best of luck, Bubba.
If you need a bet, just text me.
Some good news, though. The Astros, some good news. The Astros have transferred the rehab assignment of right-handed pitcher Christian Javier to AAA Sugarland, where he will start tonight for the Space Cowboys.
It feels huge.
So, it feels odd. Jason Alexander is starting for the Astros tonight, and Christian Javier is starting for the Space Cowboys tonight. So this is a good thing. Also, additionally, Jacob Melton has been placed on a rehab assignment in Sugarland as well. So maybe he's getting closer and getting maybe potentially back with the big club. So
barring one of those Astros setbacks, man, we got some movement in the positive direction here with some of these guys getting healthy.
Are the Space Cowboys at home? That'd be a nice little ticket.
Man, it's got to be. Even think about it. It's got to be why they've been transferred, right?
I guess right. Maybe I don't know if they had to go up to Oklahoma City or something, and he put them on one of those buses again. I'm not sure, but that'd be a nice watch if they're.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
In Sugarland, that'd be a nice little ticket. I want to up that bad boy as Christian Javier, get a good shot at him. Well, that leads me into the thought, though. They're 8 days away, until the trade deadline is here for Major League Baseball. And I think we both agree. I do think they are a bat short, but I do think and agree that the priority has been they need to get some pitching right now. They just got a lot of injuries. And right now, they have two pitchers that they can depend on. And I remember listening to Brandon Scott, who had real frustrations of, damn it, if this can't be what we're going to have to, you know, give up prospects for when, you know, to start the year, you thought you had Hunter and Framber and Wisniewski and Ronel Blanco and thought you might get Garcia by now and Javier and Spencer Arrighetti, and now you got to go and do what you did last year and spend money on pitching. But I would pose this to you. As we see, Christian Javier, he went three innings in Corpus, and now he's pitching tonight in Sugarland. Maybe he goes four innings. Maybe the pitch count is higher for him, and he's getting closer. There's no other stop but the Astros after this. Does the potential of getting guys like Arrighetti, Javier, Garcia back, does that change your thoughts on how they should approach starting pitching at the trade deadline?
No, absolutely not. Especially with the Astros, the recent history this year of injury. No, I don't think that they should put all their eggs in one basket of any of. And I guess you're putting your eggs in three different baskets. But thinking that any of these guys are going to come back and be one, completely healthy, two, ready to pitch, and three, ready to pitch at a, let's call it a third start in a rotation for one of the best teams in the American League. That to me is a little bit of a risk, a little bit more of a risk than I'd be willing to take right now, given how my team has created the lead that they have here, in not just the division, but in the American League. So I would be aggressive. I would go get a guy no matter what, how good you feel about these guys. There's nothing's going to happen over the next 7 days that's going to confirm that they're back and locked and loaded. So, no, I don't think it impacts it any way, shape, or form.
The only thing to me that is different is, one, Christian Javier is definitely a thought. He's one that causes me to pause a bit. That part, and then the other part of understanding how it seems like the Astros are going to kind of run themselves now. I think they're going to be much more dependent on their young players. Mm-hmm. Like, not just getting players in the farm system to trade, but getting players to replace guys that they may not decide to pay. Right, and they're going to use their farm system a lot more as opposed to just paying for free agents or paying for guys that they already have. And with that, boy, it'd be something if Christian Javier or Spencer Urgetti came up here and they, by the time we got to October, were ready to go and pitch at a certain level, and you've traded for Seth Lugo, for example, yeah, and you've given up prospects that potentially could help you down the road. That's the only thing that makes me pause. But I understand and for the most part agree with where your thought is, and I don't know if I don't want to take my chances to where I am screwed and Christian Javier is not ready to pitch starter innings by that time. Or Urgetti, you know, it takes him a while and he's not up to par of what you need. And now you're staring down the barrel of, you know, this version of Lance and Urgetti or Javier, who can only go three innings.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to lean so much on Hunter and Framber. So I think what you're probably saying is the right move. But Christian Javier is one to watch. If he comes out here and throws like five innings tonight, we're getting closer now.
Yeah. He's getting closer, no doubt. But I just don't want to make that bet. I don't want to chance it. I'd rather make a move and then these guys come up and see what you can do with a six-man rotation, see what you can do in that four and five hole in the rotation, and see if any of these guys, Javier, Urgetti can or McCullers, can hold off whoever you bring in that third spot. That would be a beautiful thing. I would not making a move and then banking on these guys coming back from injury and being their old self or even better.
Yeah,
seems like a little bit of a risk for me.
That's fair. It is a lot of risk. All right, Tyler T. Mill back in the green. Let's get the best bets, T-Mill's best bets. What you got tonight?
Yes, five more baseball wagers tonight. We went 3 for 5 last night. Still got work to do if we want to have a successful week, though. Only hitting 50% on the week, so got some work to do. All five of these best bets are between just two ball games tonight. First off, I got the Padres +1, as they're going to be in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals. In that same game, I'm on the over. Padres at Cardinals, over 8 runs tonight. And then the last three all pertain to your Houston Astros.
Oh, you're doing this.
I feel good about really all three of these. I'm looking for a 5 for 5 night. Astros money line as they start the series with the A's at Daikin tonight. I'm on the under. A's at Astros under 9 runs is where I got it. And then one player prop for you. We haven't had a prop in a few days. Altuve, the GOAT, over 1.5 total bases at tremendous odds, +130. That might be my lock of the night. What was your five best bets?
Yeah, I like Altuve. That's fine. We'll see how that finger is, but that's that's pretty good odds, I would think. Under 9. I don't want to bet on. I just know Jason Alexander. I don't know what's going on with that. I like the Padres +1 there, and then. Over 8. It sounds good. Yu Darvish is just getting back. He's kind of struggling. His ERA is nearing 7. Sonny Gray has been pretty good record-wise, but I don't know. His ERA is above 4, so that one ain't bad. So we'll see. But you'd be putting these bets that are in line with like the Jason Alexanders and how you pull the trigger on Colton Gordon one time on strikes. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, let's try. Let's get this money, and I will be leaving y'all with some best bets for tomorrow, even though I won't be here.
I'm going to look at all of these. All right, I'm going to look at these.
Looking to finish with a green week, man. We need it. Let's go.
I'll probably change one tomorrow.
You son of a bitch.
You'll take the power of that thing. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I'm Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
No.
Doesn't sound like it, does it?
I don't think his heart can't do it.
Fellas, I think you may be maybe embarrassed or at least disappointed at me as I had another potentially cheap moment today.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. I mean,
don't you have those daily?
If you're going to surprise me, spend some money.
I know we got dirties daily, but I mean, I just assumed cheap Ron was daily.
If you hear the back and forth before I finally caved in to pay for this.
Exhausting.
And I know it's gonna be.
Is that my boy Ron?
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.